Sometimes when writing, I need a chair and a whip.
Is language an external object or an internal practice? Is it directed outwards at all times, or is it inwards? Is it the external world or the internal? Is it the fabric of reality or the fabric of the mind? Is the mind necessarily separate from reality? Are we in some way separate from our minds? Are our minds part of us? Are our perceptions what create the world? Or is the world really there? Is it an actual place? Or is it simply what we perceive? Is it simply light and signal, visual and aural signals decoded by the brain? Are we holograms? Are we solid? Is language solid? Is language a physical thing? Language is not merely composed of the verbal. Non-verbal language is just as valid, just as immediate, as the collection of letters ascribed meaning by the educated classes, enforced by the state, the schools, the media. Children have, usually in their, especially in their earlier years, an enjoyment of the sound, the pure joy of vocal utterances. Mama, mama, dada, dada, mama, ooh, ooh, mama, 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 mama. It is up to us as adults to reclaim this, to revisit this. This is not a badge of immaturity, but a part of what we are as humans. Mere animals with ideas above their station. Hairless apes who wander around in suits. We are the creators. We are the dreamers of dreams. The voice
is the first instrument, the first musical instrument, perhaps the first, the organ of language, or is the first organ language, the first manufacturer of syntax and language beyond syntax. Is it the brain, or the throat, or the voice, or the larynx? The letter on the page is an echo, a footprint of sound. Letters mimic vocal utterances, attempt to be an approximation of what comes out of our mouth and which bounces around in between our ears. Letters are merely representations, but is language necessarily representational? Is it simply a transmitter of meaning, or is it an end in itself? Is it, what is language? What is the voice? How are these two connected? When we are in pain, we scream. Ah! When we are in pleasure, we moan. Oh, but are these words? Are these a collection of letters? Or are they what comes before letters? What comes before language? Is it simply the passage of air between certain
fleshy substances, certain bones, certain collections of tissue? Or is it the pure idea flowing through such media? Language in itself is a deeply physical process, from the act of writing with a pen or a pencil or even a keyboard, to the practice of actually simply speaking or thinking. Language starts in your heart, in your body, in your throat, in every single cell of your person. Language is biological before it is conceptual. Emotion and language cannot be taken away from one another. Because if you try to, you end up with the language of the machine, the language of the bureaucracy, the language of the office, rather than the language of the human being. Poetry without emotion is pretty much useless. You cannot separate the two and still have poetry. Poetry is inseparable from the very nature of the body. Poetry can never be conceptual, purely an idea-based structure. It has to have the gristle and tissue of language in it. Language is constantly transforming from dialect to dialect, through to letters on the page, letters on the screen, sound transmitted electronically as MP3s, as WAVs, WAV, back to language, back to letter words, back to letters, back to phonemes, back to letters, back to phonemes, letters, phonemes, letters, phonemes, Is language a working of the lungs? Is language of the joints. Is it of the feet? Is it of the hustle and bustle of civilization? No, it is of the interior and the relationship of the between the interior and the exterior. It is humanity. We express ourselves through it, and it expresses itself through us. Poetry should not always be divisible from music or art or drama. These things need to mix together. Sound poetry is intermedia. It is the mixing of such things. It is ancient, long before white men discovered it. It was in Africa and places such as that. Places thought of as primitive. Colonialism has a way of enforcing itself through hierarchy. Prejudice, racism, is based on hierarchy, a sense that a certain race is superior over another. It could not be further from the truth. Is everyday speech not separable from singing? Is it a form of music? Is there really a difference between music and poetry? Not always. Sometimes, but not always. There are no concrete facts. It is not black and white. White or black. White or black. White or bl. White or bl. White or bl. What's whoop. What's whoop. What's whoop. What's whoop. White or white or white or white or white or white of the page versus black of the letter ring. Letter ring. Letter What is the relationship between language and the electronic? The two are very much similar. The relationship between technology and poetry must be explored, but not as some ridiculous copying act, simply copying down every word in a newspaper and presenting it as some form of poetry. This is blind parroting of language. It is not true language. Language evolves. Language springs from you. Simply copying other people is idiocy. Mocking the lower language of those who blab idiotically on chat rooms is simply a form of elitism, of saying, look at me, I'm from a university, and I'm more educated than these idiots. Let's copy what they say, make out that it's poetry, and then laugh at it. I am more Fluxus than Flath. I am more Dada than Fluxus. I am. But what am I? Is there any such thing as the individual? Or are we all simply infinite consciousness, experiencing itself subjectively? Let's see, I don't know. Philosophy comes through language, but language is not necessarily sentient. It is alive, but it is not necessarily merely a vehicle, but it is something that is bonded to us. It is us. We are language. There is nothing else but language. We swim in language every day. We are surrounded by text, both verbal and non-verbal. We are markings. We are sound shapes. We are language. We are nothing else but language. There is nothing else but language. Not just letters and words, but pictures, colours, symbols. We interpret all. Language is everywhere.